TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
Drag this thing out any longer than it, you know, man. much anxiety today. I was looking forward to the election, thought we was going to spank them. And some of y'all asses still did not come out and vote yesterday, and you caused us to lose in some places. Yeah, I'm happy we won the House, but damn it, it was very stressful yesterday. I don't know about you. How about you? Call us up, let us know. Hump Day Wednesday, Relationship Wednesday. Plus, we got a special guest hanging out with us tonight. Jump on it, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Miss Paula Campbell hanging out also. Got a new joint, Good Without You. Y'all remember that joint? Of course you remember it. Hard Out Here for a Pimp. You think Taraji sang that song. But really, it was Paula Campbell singing a hook to that song. And she's out here hanging out with us tonight. In the social lab. But first, all the way live from the other side of ATL. I don't know how you feel, but I'm pretty anxious in my spirit. A little pissed off, actually. Hot chocolate, welcome to the show. I mean, did you get up this morning like a little pissed off?
I almost called into work. The 9-to-5 almost did not see me due to voter depression.
Yeah, it was heavy. It was a heavy day. Like
it was.
I knew Andrew Gillum was just going to kill it and take it, and I knew Abrams was just going to take it, and it just did not happen that way. And folks, I'm telling some of y'all think that your vote didn't matter, your vote doesn't matter. Listen, those few votes. Do you all see what's her name? What's the black lady's name whose son got killed, and she beat out the white lady last night?
Yes. And she seemed to be losing initially, and overnight once the mail-in ballots and other ballots were counted, there was a surge. Yeah.
Saying no. You were saying no to how I was feeling about Gillum and Abrams. What do you mean, no?
I was saying no as far as Abrams not conceding yet. Don't throw in the towel, just like the lady whose son got killed, and I'm sorry, I'm going to get her name here in a minute because it definitely deserves
it. It's Betsy somebody, and no disrespect because she's run a very respectful race here in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry we don't know your name, but we're going to know you soon because you're the new senator representing Democrats in a Republican state. How about that? And again, these concessions – you know, I get it. You know, Abrams has not conceded just yet. Kemp ran a very sloppy, campaign. Plus, he's the Secretary of State cheating with the elections. He applied voter suppression in the state of Georgia, and we don't go for that. But, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, we chop it up on Wednesdays with Fee as well. And hopefully Fee will be here live out of South Carolina with a hot, sexy dish for us tonight. But again, without further ado, let's get right into it with our special guest. Hot chocolate, I'm not sure how you made this happen. But
It was definitely by chance. As you all know, our listeners, my 9-to-5 is as a paralegal with Morgan & Morgan. And this young lady who is joining us now happens to
know,
be one of... I'm sorry?
If they didn't know, now they know.
They know now, right. This young lady happens to be one of my coworkers and... one of our mutual coworkers mentioned to me, or asked me actually, if I knew who sang the hook on the 3-6 Mafia song, It's Hard Out Here for a Pimp. And my response, as I'm sure was Taraji P. Henson. Again, she's known for performing it on the Oscars, and, you know, she's done interviews. I remember 106 and Park. She was on 106 and Park, and, you know, she did that. And I'm like, no. she told me who it really was, our guest tonight, Paula Campbell, and I was very confused. So I went to Paula and found her myself and asked her, one, why I didn't know that she had a single that was going to be released this coming Friday.
Okay,
and two,
okay. You're talking as
I'm giving away too much.
Not here. Ladies and
I'm giving
gentlemen,
away too much.
Welcome to the Social Lab, Miss Paula Campbell. Paula,
hey.
Welcome to the
show. Hi. Hi. Thank you guys for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for joining
us.
There
was a little bit of scrambling, going on prior to, but thanks for getting the new music over. Now, I had a chance to hear it earlier, and I love this joint.
Thank you. And
I was hoping that we were going to be able to get it loaded to share with the people tonight. But tell me how someone who sung the hook on a song that's really a household hook, probably around the world. I'm sure they sing this hook in different languages around the world. But how does someone with a household hook end up at Morgan & Morgan in Atlanta, Georgia?
Well, I'm from Baltimore. So I moved to Georgia about almost 5 years ago now. My daughter was going to school or is going to school down here. So for her last year in high school, we moved down so she could go to Clark to start college. So I really had no intentions
Big
ups to Atlanta. I had been in the industry pretty much all my life. There's not much else I've ever done but be a singer and an artist. And I think the music industry broke my heart. No, it definitely, I won't even say I think. It absolutely broke my heart into a billion pieces. So I won't say that I gave up on it, but I was exhausted for quite some time. And so, you know, a 9-to-5 works. Here I come, Morgan & Morgan. That's it.
Nothing
too deep.
9-to-5 certainly works. How did you hook up with the producers that actually created that hook, that track? What was the name of that song?
It's Hard Out Here for a Pimp.
So that was the actual
name.
I know that
time.
Was the hook. You know, I know that was the hook, right? I mean, but, you know, we'll create a name for a song based on, you know, certain words in a minute. And I didn't want to just
It's called It's Hard Out Here For or Hard Out Here For a Pimp. You can take the it's off. I think it's just Hard Out Here For a Pimp.
So how did you hook up with the producers on that song?
Well, I was actually signed to Columbia at the time. And my A&R, KP Kawan Prather, he was kind of just running things at Sony Columbia at the time. And at a Grammy party, he actually, we hooked up with Juicy. And he was like, this is my new artist. I know y'all got this record. I want her on a hook. And like a week later, I was in Memphis, and Juicy was picking me up. In a Maybach. That was like my first time in a Maybach, so I'm pumped up about it.
No doubt.
So he picked me up, and him and DJ Paul like were the most down to earth. It was so fun and funny being in the studio with them. And I did that record, and on that album Juicy has a song called Good Googly Muggly. So it's like a girl in the background like, that thing is Juicy. That's me too. we just had fun and just rocked out. And that's the end of the story.
That's dope.
That is amazing.
My question is, ever since our mutual coworker revealed to me that you were the voice on this hook, my question is, what, if you're able to discuss it, were the events that led up to you not being able to be the voice in the face at the same time? of the hook when you know, all of the fame was taking place.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's an easy fix. So a lot of people won't get it. I do. Of course, in a moment, like, I was kind of, like, upset, but it is what it is. So in Taraji's deal, I don't know what her deal was, but so what got the recognition wasn't the song that you hear on the radio or what you buy in the music store. It was the movie, which on the movie, it is Taraji P. Henson singing the hook. So she wanted to sing it at the Oscars, and that was a part of her deal. She could if she wanted to, and she did.
Right.
So she sang it, the recognition, of course, because it came from the movie. You know, they were like, they made history, 3-6 Mafia, getting that award.
Yeah, Oscar.
Like, we're like the first rappers to ever do that. So,
Oscar.
Of course, like if I was her, who was Paula Campbell? Like, I'm going. Let me get this. So it is what it is.
Yeah, now, both of you are from the Baltimore area, right?
Say it again.
Aren't both of you from the Baltimore area?
Well, she's from D.C. It's so close yet so far away.
Yeah, we're DMV family. No. We're from Virginia, so we get it.
Yeah.
Hey, let's go to the phone.
We've
got a couple of folks trying to weigh in. Let's go to area code 440. Last four digits 1686. What's your name? What's your comment tonight?
It's Nene. Hi, Paula.
Hi, Nene.
Hello.
Nene.
Hi. Love you.
I love you back. Thank you for tuning in.
I played the new song to my ex-husband. I called him up and let it play on his answer machine.
I like
Nene,
it, Nene.
You played it
I like
your
it.
Ex-husband. You played
I like
your ex-husband, Nene.
I'm here for
yes.
it.
Hey, well you know what, Nene? If the song was good enough to play for your ex-husband, it's good enough to play for our audience right here. So you stand by.
Yes.
Let us play this new joint. This joint is called Good Without You. Nene played it for her ex-husband, so let us play it for you right here. It's a social laugh.
Can you let me in a kind of way? Too much, too late. Too late. No need for looking, babe. For something to buy you time. I need real loving, babe. And this ain't what I had in mind. I tried so hard to be patient. Give you just a little time. But this is only time wasted. And I can't stay while you decide. Gave all I
all I had, 'cause I was all in love with you. You gave me life, ooh, and I was all in for you.
right there here in the Social Lab. TM Hot Radio Live. Your girl, Hot Chocolate. It is 9:21 p.m. here in ATL, joined here by the General and our special guest tonight, Paula Campbell. That new heat, A Good Without You, is going to be released to everybody on this Friday. Isn't that right, Paula?
That is right. I just want to,
just say
thank you to the producers, writers, Kendrick Dean, G Blitz, and the person who mixed remixes, like everything that you love, Kevin Davis, Katie. Thank you guys so much. I appreciate you guys so much. So if you're listening, thank you. I love you all.
That's a hit right there. If you did not know, you know now. That's a hit right there.
Yeah. No, I mean, Nene gonna come on the line talking about she done shared it with her ex-husband. So, first of all, who has a damn answer machine in 2018? But we gonna leave you alone, Nene. Hey, let's go to the phone.
Caller, area code 443, last four digits 3149. You're on with the Social Lab. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Tiffany from Be More. Paula, I love you.
Hey, Tiffany.
Hi, Will. Yo, your song is so awesome. You're so awesome, and I love you so much. So proud of you.
Thank you, Tiff. I love you back. Mwah. Thank you.
Tiff, that song is dope, right?
Yes, it is hot. I'm landing there now listening to it like, oh, I got to listen. Let me turn into my boo.
Yeah. That's an on-repeat joint right there. I don't have an ex-husband to play it for, but that's
well,
a repeat joint right there.
You know
there.
What? I should play it for him.
I definitely got an ex-boyfriend that I could play that for sure. For sure. TM, you might be quiet over there. It's kind of girl power, but you know we don't mean nothing by it.
Hey, y'all stood up, you know, across the country yesterday. You did well in the elections yesterday, so I'm just letting y'all do your thing right now.
Okay.
We did, but you know what?
Paula, I actually have. Go ahead, Paula.
Okay. No. Go. You go.
No, I just have a question in reference to the song itself. I mean, it's certainly, a heater, just like she said. And I think not just the song that, you know, females connect with, but, I mean, I was bobbing with it right there. I mean, what was the, the
inspiration,
origin,
if you will.
Know, of the song? You know, were you actually going through, or was that just something that, you know, you all concocted just based off of chemistry in the studio?
Man, I was going through. But it, like, the funny thing is it didn't start out or originate as my idea. It was initially Kendrick's idea. And Kendrick Dean, I mean, he's worked with everyone from Beyonce, Mary J., Mariah Carey. Like, I don't know if Kendrick, like, felt my vibe because I was really, really going, really going through. But we actually wrote that record for someone else. And I guess I can talk about that later. I don't want to talk about it without asking Kendrick first. We wrote it for someone else, and they didn't want it. And I was going to release a different record. And I called Kendrick, and I was sent him. It was from another producer, and I won't mention them because they were like, man, P. But, I won't mention them yet until we release that record. But I was like, yeah, so I want to release this record, and your house is like the perfect place to do the video. So I was trying to talk Kendrick into doing the video at his house. And he was like, yeah, but I think you want to release this record. And I was like, we can. Like, he was like, yeah, they said no, they don't want the record. And I kind of feel like it belongs to you. And that's the end of the story.
Yeah.
That sounds
like
you were going through some Mary J. Blige going through, not just regular.
Who I heard, like, singing that record? I heard, like, K. Michelle singing that record.
That's not who we did it for. We ain't do it for her.
Yeah, so I mean, hey,
no shade, no deep.
Hey, whether it was hers or not, right? I mean, the bottom line is one, the song is a hit. And so I wish you all the success and the blessings that it deserved, because it's certainly, you know, I think a song that people connect to. Certainly, I mean, as you just heard, you know, ladies certainly connect with the song. So, ladies and gentlemen, not sure, you know, at what point you have tuned in, but if you have just tuned in, you've missed it. You've got to go back and check out the top of the show. Our guest tonight has been Miss Paula Campbell, who is now a friend of the show, and you can come back anytime. Time has come and gone, and I want to make sure that we can squeeze this in here again. Hey, available to you Friday at all digital outlets, it's Good Without You. Good Without You, Paula Campbell. Paula, has anyone ever asked you, were you related to, like, Erica Campbell?
Yeah, I'm actually related to Warren, so...
Who's her husband?
Like,
which is why
but
she
you look like
wow.
Yeah, but you look like Erica, because when you know, when Gina hit me up, you know, to like book, I was like, yo, is she like related to like Erica or Tina? She like, no.
She definitely asked me that.
No, like it's not possible now.
You're right. My bad.
Thank you through
marriage. Thank you.
Well, Paula, shout out your social media right quick, because you got a lot of followers and you're getting ready to get a lot more.
How do we follow you?
My social media is simply Paula Campbell. So PaulaCampbell. That's for Instagram. It's for Twitter. My Facebook is I Am Paula Campbell. Make sure y'all don't forget that Campbell, Campbell. I'm usually on Instagram. I'm still getting used to the social media thing. I'm really private, so sometimes it's hard for me to get on social media.
The name of the song is Good Without You, ladies and gentlemen. Paula Campbell, Good Without You. Here it is, the social app.
Can you love me in a kind of way?